This edition of Sports Galore is proudly brought to you by Subway. And now, here's your hosts, Mark Allen and Adam Treloar.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to Sports Galore. I'm Mark Allen, and this is Adam Treloar, and a big fist pump to you, mate. Congratulations on the win. And
thank you.
Fantastic the way you played. 36 disposals, 3 goals.
Yep.
How did it feel out there?
Oh, mate, it was probably the most connected I've ever felt being here. I mean, in terms of on the footy field, I always feel connected when I'm here because I love the fellas. But I think we just played almost a complete four-quarter game. And in the third quarter, bits and pieces where we dropped off a little bit, but barring that, we played so well. Defensively, we played so well. We worked on what we wanted to work on, when we actioned it out there. And
yeah,
it was just so pleasing that we got the reward for the effort we put in, and we look forward to this week.
I think the Pies have used 36 players just in this season.
Yeah, I know, ridiculous.
So we always hear the terms, you know, you guys train with each other all day, you do your weights, you know each other back to front. But how long does it really take to work out how each other plays?
Yeah, well, it takes a while just because it's always different in training, because training, you're training, there's not as much heat, not as much pressure, you know what I mean, where you're getting game day and it's always split-second decisions can cost a goal or this or that. So I think we're starting to get a team that playing week in, week out, and like Benny Crocker's coming on really nicely. Jesse White's come back in and had a really good impact. Cocco's playing really well. So I think we're really starting to gel. And like I said, we look forward to this week. Great challenge against Geelong, who are probably the best team.
We want to talk about the yapping that goes on field out there. We had this game with Dangerfield going back to Adelaide for the first time. It was a massive build-up. Yeah. What's he like out there? Is Dangerfield
yapping? No, Danger's really quiet, actually. Not quiet. He just doesn't chirp. He's actually really friendly. He chats you and asks how you're going. And I'm expecting when we play against each other, he might say, how you settling in? So, he's actually really good out there.
Well, a bit of yapping and a bit of intimidation. So that's what we're going for. Now, Mason Cox, the last person I'd ever expect to stand
out. You know
what?
That's his American swag coming out. Typical American swag coming out. Standing up swagger. It was just so good.
It was hilarious.
Good to see, I know.
Who's best on the yap at Collingwood?
Oh, he probably wouldn't like me saying it, but I honestly think Pendles is.
Pendles?
And people say Pendles is. I mean, he doesn't say anything untoward. Don't get me wrong. Never says anything untoward. It's always real smart, quirky, like.
That's the best
real
kind.
Real funny stuff. So it's really good. Really good. He's probably my number one. But at my old club, Giants, they had a lot of good ones out there. Really good.
What are you expecting when you get back to your old club?
I'm expecting the guys that I think, like Devin Smith, Jeremy Cameron, and Phil Davis, they like chirping a little bit, like funnily wise. So I think it'd be really funny. They might bag me for my OCDs or my jersey collection or something. So I look forward to it.
I'm going to get the best sledge you've heard out there in a tick, if you've got one, if you can ever think about it. But the ones that we've always heard about, you know, the guys who don't get inside the gates. Chris Judd in West Coast, you know, with he came out with the shoulders strapped up.
Well, he's true. It was the truth. He wasn't lying.
Carried you boys for 6 years anyway.
Yeah, well, he wasn't lying.
That was a cracker. They reckon Michael Voss and Jonathan Brown, very mouthy, very intimidating, the pair of them.
Yep.
But Martin Pike talking about the Wakelands, they both sleep with the lights on and bunk beds. Come on, boys.
They
were pretty decent players, weren't they?
They were good players.
Lee Matthews had this to say. Justin Lepidge asked him after winning a third consecutive premiership, what would you be without us? So he's asking the coach that. He looks back at Justin Lepidge and said, I'd still be the player of the century.
Yeah. Well, he's probably... No, Juddy's the player of the century, but that's a very, very...
Juddy's the player of the century?
In my own personal opinion, he is. Absolute champion, but that's funny, actually. Actually, Craig Lambert... used to work at the Giants with me when I was there. Now he's at Brisbane.
He
used to tell me some funny stuff about... I can't remember off the top of my head, but he wouldn't just say them three guys. He'd say Blackie and Lukey Power, Chris Scott, Brad Scott. He said they'd all go at the opposition players. So it's pretty funny what he used to tell me.
Yeah.
But that's not for this.
And, of course, Wayne Carey, got the record.
Yeah.
Mickey, Mick Martin, you got the record for me, mate. Who is this bloke? All that sort
Imagine
of stuff.
Imagine doing that. But he probably didn't do it for the arrogant side, but he actually did it legit because that's how you found out who was playing on you.
I've got a special for you in just a tick. Oh. I know The Rock is one of your favourites. We're talking about other sports.
He is.
Right? The big, the mouthy types of other sports. The West Indians from the 80s and the 90s, mate. You would
I've heard about him, but I don't know. Who were the real good ones that in the West Indies team? Was that when
it was all about intimidation. I mean, you talk about the Mason Cox there before, which we all kind of have a giggle about now. But when they've got a cricket ball in hand and it's coming at you at 160 kilometres an hour at your head, and, you know, back in the old days when they're not wearing helmets, they would just stare.
Was that Ambrose?
Yeah, Kernley was good. He used to want to kill you.
Did he?
Yeah, really? Yeah, we don't talk about
that. That's why I don't play cricket, mate. As soon as it hit under 13s, under 12s got a little bit too quick for me, and then I just stopped.
Thankfully, things have changed.
I know.
Thankfully, things have changed. Murph Hughes, they reckon, was a ripper as well. Muhammad Ali, of course.
Oh, yeah.
One of the absolute greats.
What's that?
Greats.
He turned the... He was so fast. I was so fast. When I flicked the light off to go to bed, I was already in my bed or something like that.
All that sort of stuff. UFC, Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
He's powerful, mate.
Him and Floyd Mayweather, speaking of that, they might be fighting. But yeah,
that's right.
They both trash talkers.
This is the one for you. This is the one that I reckon you'd love. Now, you love The Rock, probably more than anybody.
My man, The Rock.
You need to get The Rock Clock. All right, it's an app.
Is it?
It's an app.
I'm assuming it wakes you up.
It wakes you up. Have a listen to this one. This one's called Good Morning Sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. Oh, wow. I'm
that's on The Rock singing.
I am getting on it. How good is his voice?
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
That's an alarm clock, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Oops. Hang on a sec. We need to go back. Go back to the alarm, quick. Oh, no.
Get it back.
You got another one. We've got to get the beeper back.
It's probably something along the lines of the most electrifying man in sports entertainment or
something
jabroni
like that.
Or all these cliche words he used to say.
How about this one. This is just the classic alarm. This is The Rock. So you can be woken up like this every morning.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep,
listen for beep, it. Listen for
beep,
it.
Beep, beep. I can do this all morning. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh. That one's not bad. And I think this one, old school.
What's it called?
The Rock Clock.
The Rock Clock. I'm getting on it. And you know what? Next week I'm bringing it in and I'm going to play it.
That's how our producer Sam Gasser wakes up every
single
morning. Every day
with The Rock.
Have a look at him over there every single day.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment. I say it every time.
I'm happy to say not too much sledging in golf. I got sledged once by Colin Montgomery.
Never heard of him.
Colin Montgomery. Possibly the worst bloke I've ever met in my whole life.
Wow.
Ever in my life. Scotsman. He led the Order
Scottish.
Of Merit 8 times in a row.
What did he do?
Order of Merit. So won the most money in Europe 8 years in a row.
8 years in a row.
Like superstar.
So he was a pretty good player.
Never won a major.
And that's pretty big, isn't
bad
it?
Bad luck about that, Cole, out there. It's a real shame you never won a major.
I'm sure he's watching the show and he's going to have a vendetta against you.
He's won many more times than me, I can promise you that. But, mate, he was the worst character. I didn't even count what he did with sledging. He was just not a good guy. Now, the Subway Sportsman of the Week. Now, I don't know how this guy qualifies.
Oh, wow,
right?
Yeah, this is good.
Jarryd Hayne has retired from the NFL, so not going to play for San Francisco anymore. And he's put up his hand, folks, and said, I'm not playing in the NFL next year because I'm going to play for Fiji at the Olympics.
I know. It's ridiculous. Do you know how big the... What, you don't like it?
Well, surely...
I think it's great.
You reckon...
I think it's great.
Couldn't you go wait until the next Olympics, 4 years down the track?
He's 32, I think, now. 31.
Is he 32?
He'd be 35 then. Do you know how big the Rugby Sevens is over in Fiji?
Well, I think...
Because they're the best team.
They're the number one team in the whole world,
When I went over there 2 years ago for a holiday with my mates.
Yeah.
And you come here. You say you come to Melbourne, you see advertising for AFL all over banners and stuff.
Yeah.
That's all they advertised over there was the Rugby Sevens. They didn't advertise anything else. The only thing I ever seen was Vodafone and the Rugby Sevens.
Yeah.
And Vodafone was associated with the Rugby Sevens. So all it was Rugby Sevens. And now they've got one of the best players in the NRL playing for them. So...
But my point, right, so you give up playing for the Pies in 2 years' time because your basketball's kicked away.
Oh, man, sorry.
OKC
picks you up.
They pick you up.
Yeah, I'll be going in
as a point guard, right? Bang. You're over there.
The first playing.
You wouldn't just go for 1 year.
No way.
You'd try and make it, wouldn't you?
I'd be living with Duran and playing. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
So what's he doing?
Because he's only going to play for 1 year and come back. It's a bit unique, but if he's good enough to do it, mate, if I was good enough to do it, play basketball in the NBA.
You're out.
I would, and then I'd come back.
Bucks, I promise you he's not good enough to play in the NBA. I know he's
none of you guys have seen me play, so...
There is no possible way.
I went and shot hoops down the road last week, and I kid you not, I was rivaling Steph Curry. I kid you not. I was pulling up from threes. I had two kids staring at me thinking, how good is
this guy?
And then the next day I went for a shot and I couldn't hit anything.
I want to get a hold of those two kids and just get that verified. I do. And also, Jason Day winning the Players' Championship
this morning.
Yeah, I
heard about that today. Ox was telling me.
Yeah,
Ox was telling me. Isn't that... That's not an official major, is it? Is it an official major?
It's the fifth major. It'll be a major one day. But and for him to actually lead from the start to the
finish.
So
it's the best players.
It's the best. It's the best field in golf.
Best field in golf.
How about that? And think about that. It's the best field in golf, and it's not. And it has been for 30 years.
And they all compete.
And they don't count it as a major.
Why? I don't understand that. Maybe that's something we could argue about.
Now you'll go again. Oh yes. You wouldn't believe it.
My favourite bit. First, this is this first bit. This isn't a would you. This is just you listening to me.
This segment's under the microscope too. Whether it continues after last week.
Come on. Kevin Garnett. Do you know who Kevin Garnett
is?
Yeah,
absolute champion
star
basketball.
Of the NBA. Won an MVP. Yeah. He hasn't won a ring yet, but I'm sure he will eventually. No, actually, 39. I don't think he will. Right. Anyway, he's one of the biggest. He is one of the biggest trash talkers. I mean, if you're going to ask me about NBA and who talks trash, you talk Jordan and you talk Kobe and LeBron, all the stars. But yeah. Kevin Garnett, he was the pinnacle. He was the best. He used to talk that much trash. Listen to these slew facts that Sammy has got for us. It's funny. Righto. Absolutely funny. All right. Once he made his teammate, Big Baby, his name's Big Baby, his nickname, Glenn Davis. His name's Glenn Davis. They call him Big Baby, Big Baby. Davis. Yeah. Once he made him cry, Celtics are up by 4. Celtics are up by 25.
Made him cry on court during a game because Garnett, of sledging.
Garnett pulled Davis into the middle of the huddle and abused him. Made the poor Big Baby Davis cry.
Made him cry.
The poor guy. That must have been some serious stuff.
Surely
going
it's
on.
Just tears. He wasn't crying. He was just
That's what it says.
Right. I can believe that.
Once KG got told to sit out of practice, so he probably would have been. No, it's, he had to rest because you know how fanatic their schedule is, and he refused to leave. He refused to leave, and he stood on the sidelines and mimicked everything that the backup center did. So he was taking the mickey out of the backup center.
On the sidelines.
The poor guy, yeah. And then another one, he's had a feud with Carmelo Anthony. It's an ongoing feud with Carmelo. I don't think they like each other.
What's the story there? All right, well, go on.
I don't know. They just don't like each other. They butt heads all the time.
What, on court or away?
Just
when the
everything
in front.
On
Doesn't
social
matter.
Media or on everything, right. everything. Okay. And now the last one. Have you seen, well, there's this new thing going, you know Russell Westbrook? For Oklahoma. Have you seen the guy who dances? That's his pregame. He dances before he goes out onto the court.
No, I have not
seen this.
Anyway,
he dances. So there's guys that do different things. And what he does is he smacks his head on the padding of the hoop before he runs, before he plays. So he'll walk up and smack his head before he plays.
What is going on in the NBA, mate?
That's KG.
Right.
But anyway.
I believe all those things. I do.
So we've got a do you believe it. So we've got something here for you to watch. So cast your eyes upon the screen and watch this.
Let's have a look.
Thanks a lot and good luck the rest of the season.
Hey, look here. I know we're going off the air for a little bit, but I need 10 to 15 seconds to say to you, okay, look, I've never in my life tried to really go at you in your suits and stuff. Tonight, I am stressing to you. You take this outfit home and you burn it. We don't want to see this. I know you don't double back with outfits. I've never seen you in an outfit twice, but you take this right here. I don't care if it's Versace, name brand. It costs
Saeed.
Saeed, I don't care. You take this and you burn it.
There's not any part I can keep?
No, nothing. So when you get done with this, you should be butt-ass naked. This should be burned, okay? It's good to see you, like always. In the shoes, too. Just burn them, okay? Just burn it. Don't ask no questions. Just burn the red socks, which the people can't see at home. Take all this, handkerchief, lime thong, all that. Burn it.
Oh, how funny was
Righto.
That?
Tick, tick, tick.
So that actually wasn't a do believe it. You just seen it. It was
well. Combine all those NBA things together, and I don't believe what's going on. It's so a circus, funny. Mate.
Oh, that gave me a good laugh. It's been a good week.
It has been really good. All right, now this is the do we care. Now I want the care factor scale. 5 is as high as we get, and 1 is a no factor care. Okay.
Yeah.
Sam Lloyd kicking the winner after the siren to beat Sydney.
That's a 1.
What?
Yeah, I'm not interested. It's not our footy club, so I'm not interested.
I think that answer is going to make a lot of people happy. Yeah, well done to you.
Not interested.
Now, Cronulla defeated Newcastle 62-0 in their NRL game.
Oh, I do care because do you know Newcastle. What's his name? Starts with a D. I think he was crying after they lost. Poor guy. He was out on the field and he was hugging his teammate and. We were players. People don't understand how much we put into playing this sport, and I'm assuming to lose like the way they lost. You get real emotional out there. I mean, a couple of times when I was getting spanked early days, in playing for the Giants. I almost got emotional in the showers afterwards. So I do care about that because it can stuff with you mentally if you're the team on the receiving end of that.
I think that's the fourth person we've got crying today on Sports Galore. It's been a very emotional program. Emotional program. We spoke about Jason Day. Come on,
that's
give me a little bit of
care. Because he's Australian.
Care factor of?
Five. Proud, mate. I told you, I'm as patriotic as they come.
Now, Manchester United took on Bournemouth. The game was postponed and the stadium evacuated after a suspicious package was found in the stands.
Oh, wow.
Turned out to be a training device left behind by a security team.
Oh, my God.
Come on, boys.
Never heard. That was the first I heard of it, so clearly I haven't really cared.
That is a care factor of one. Daniel Ricciardo's got a new teammate.
Oh, actually, you heard about this?
He's an 18-year-old.
I heard about this.
Got a great name, too. Max Verstappen.
Where's he from? What?
Don't know. Where's he from, Sam? From Germany. You can use the microphone over there, Sam, from now on.
Tyson Goldsack told me this morning, actually.
18 years old. He'd be on his P's if he was driving around here in this country. And he won his very first Grand Prix.
Goldie told me that he was up till 12 in the morning watching this screaming his head off before we had to come in today. So
care factor?
Oh, massive. That's huge.
That's a five.
That is huge.
And Luis Suarez kicked a hat-trick for Barcelona to lead them to a win de La Liga for the 24th time.
Oh, that's cool. I actually seen something yesterday. This is off topic, but Luis Suarez is the first player to lead the La Liga goal-kicking since 2009 ahead of Ronaldo and Messi.
Right.
I seen that yesterday on Facebook.
So where are we going? 4 or 5? Care factor?
Yeah, 3.
A 3 care factor. Adam, good to see you.
It's good to see you,
mate. Congratulations on the form.
Thank
congratulations
you.
On the win. And good luck against the Cats
Thank you, mate.
Catch you next time for Sports Galore.
Thanks to our friends at Subway, this has been another episode of Sports Galore. If you've got feedback on the show, or you have a topic you'd like the guys to talk about, use the club's official social channels to let us know. Go Pies.